small. At that time, I was still doing judo at a high performance level. I could eat whatever I wanted and I didn't gain any weight because I worked out a lot. At one time, I even had to do a lot of effort to gain weight as and fight as a club in a higher weight level than I was used to. To be honest, I still long for these days, if I'm honest. Just because I had the perfect body and I could eat whatever I wanted without gaining any weight. However, I don't long for the feelings I had because I always felt bad about my body, also in this time. That's why I became anorexic. I have a picture from that time where you could see every rib in my body and every muscle in my belly, and I still felt fat. That picture was taken when I was on camp with scouting, and one of the leaders out there over there found out about my anorexia because I barely ate, and he heard me puking it out again, and he wanted to tell my mother. In the end, I convinced him not to, promising him that I would eat normal again. I didn't keep that promise, and I spiraled deeper and deeper into my anorexia until I only weighed 80 pounds, which is may sound a lot, but believe me, I have a very big bone density and I was very muscled, so that was very little for me. I knew that what I was doing was wrong, but I couldn't stop. With every bite I took, I felt useless. And I had that feeling for many years. Years later, my mother told me that she thought I had a drug addiction that summer, as I was always sleepy at that time because I had no food intake. Excuse me. The anorexic phase took turns with bulimic phases where I binged and puked out my food again. This was certainly the case when I had to lose weight for a tournament. I remember one time where I had to lose 8 pounds in 1 week and I lived only on tomatoes. After I weighed myself and I was found okay for the weight class, I binged and ate six sandwiches. At school, things didn't go smoothly either. I had bad grades. I fidgeted a lot. I skipped school. And one of the teachers also found out that I was puking out my lunches and she called me on it. I said I didn't have a problem. And at that time, I really believed I didn't. She believed me, just like the scout leader did. This alternation took place all around during my teenage years until I was 16 years old. At that time, I also got addicted to alcohol and preferred going to a bar instead of fighting on a high level. I no longer cared about my food intake and started gaining a lot of weight in these years. I even had a boyfriend who told his friend that I was only good for the money and a walking lump of fat. Honestly, these words still ring in my ears at sometimes when I look in the mirror. I still feel very bad about my body and weight, but I now know that I can do something about it. After that, great friend, I met my husband. He didn't care how much I weighed and how I looked and knew that food comforted me. Because of that, he brought home bad foods for me, often brought home bad foods for me. I started fighting kendo this time and lost weight again. When I work out, I lose weight quite easily. This lasted for about a year. When I was 22, I started college again and I was diagnosed with chronic arthritis, which is rheuma. Therefore, I had to stop training again because it affected all my joints and the pain drove me crazy until I got in remission. I tried training again afterwards, but always found excuses not to. And to be honest, I still do. I'm always thinking, yes, now I'm going to train, now I'm going to train, now I'm going to walk, now I'm going to walk, and I'm not doing it. So I really have to find that courage to do that again. When I was 32, I got instituted four times, once for a suicide attempt, which was the last of three of them, and three times because I had a psychosis under the influence of alcohol. When I was instituted, I got bullied again. People thought I was weird and looked angry all the time. They also thought I was faking my disease. This brought me back in my anorexic phase, which lasted a couple of months in which I lost 40 pounds. I really felt bad about myself, felt like I didn't belong on this earth because I was too different. I had problems with communicating and started to isolate myself, even from my husband. At a certain moment, I came to a turning point and started comforting myself with food again. This led to a weight gain of 78 pounds. Of course, in this time, I felt worse and worse about my weight. I got in a vicious circle. Feeling bad about how I looked, comforting myself with food, feeling worse about how I looked, comforting myself with food again, and so on and so on. I tried many diets, but the food was always in my head, so I knew it didn't work. After a diet, I always gained at least what I lost, and more often so double. Until I really started to realize that I didn't want this weight for the rest of my life. Because of that, I got a bariatric bypass. I know now that I didn't realize I was a food addict until a couple of months ago. After I talked to my psychologist, I realized that my food problem would stay there even after the operation. One of the people in AA told me that I should look into OA, and that's how I started to look online for meetings, because at this time there were no real-time meetings, and I found OA footsteps. It felt like going down in a warm bath. The people are all so nice and respectful, and thanks to these people, I got my confidence back. No longer felt like a stranger on this planet, and I'm entirely grateful for them. Now I have to eat less. That helps a lot. I still have to watch out for my disease that wants me to eat all the time. I have to be honest and say that it took me a long time to find a balance in my food plan after my operation, and I'm still working at that. At the start, I tried to eat as much as I ate before. This was possible as long as I took breaks in between my bites. That is why it's so important to know that a weight loss surgery alone won't help you lose the weight. You have to lose the weight between your ears. You have to have a different mindset. If you're thinking of having a surgery, be sure to do it in combination with the 12 steps, meetings, a sponsor, literature, and all the other tools you have to keep abstinent. Don't give up on your first try. To be honest, I'm a chronic relapser, but one quote I heard from a meeting member keeps me standing. I have more abstinence days than relapse days, and this is a big step forward. I haven't binged anymore since I started the program. Now I like to talk a little bit about the 9 tools of recovery. A plan of eating. I send my sponsor my food plan every day. It brings a kind of serenity in my mind, knowing that I don't have to think about what I'm going to eat that day. I know what I'm going to eat and at what time. It also helps me when I go shopping. I still get tempted to buy bad foods, but I keep to my shopping list. Sponsorship. I have a great sponsor who is helping me through the steps. I do step work for her every day, send my food plan and my action plan to her. Meetings. I have to follow 3 meetings a week from my sponsor. Sometimes I don't feel like it, but I always feel better about going to a meeting than I do about not going to one. The stories of others give me a lot of information and recognition. 4, telephone. I reach out to people through WhatsApp. To be honest, I don't call as often as I should. It's best to call people when you are thinking of breaking your abstinence. Also call when you feel good. That way you will pick up the phone when you feel bad. 5, writing. I write my steps every day. I also wrote this whole speech as I am having difficulties with spontaneous conversations. So if this sounds a little robotic, I'm sorry. When I feel bad, I write down my feelings. This gives me a sense of distancing myself. Distancing myself from these feelings. Literature. There's a lot of OA literature, but I keep myself to reading what my sponsor tells me to and what is read in the meetings. But there's also a lot of literature online on YouTube. If you want to read about it or want to hear about it, you can find it. 7, an action plan. This contains the things you think you are going to do to keep yourself abstinent. In my action plan, when I'm going to do outreach, when I'm going to pray, when I'm going to work with my sponsor, read, work on my steps, and all other things that are relevant for my abstinence. 8, anonymity. It's important to keep each other's anonymity. We ought to feel safe when we tell our stories, knowing that others won't tell them to others. This is also important when we reach out to people. Don't talk about what others said by naming them. Keep their anonymity. Service, the last one. I do service as a host of the 3 a.m. ESEDT meeting on Sunday. This is a great way to start my day. Doing service in OA as well in AA made me feel a part of something bigger. It gave meaning to my life. By doing service, you can stay connected to the meetings. Thanks for listening so far. I won't bore you too long anymore. Before I end, I'd like to talk about the 12 steps. Although I'm just at step 2, I did my 12 steps in the AA program. The credits don't transfer, as they say, but I know what is waiting for me, and I would like to share that with you. 1, I'm going to give a recap of the definitions. And 1 means I am not the power. We have tried tons of diets, sports, and other methods, and all other methods that failed. Only when we do it together and we do it with the knowledge that there is a higher power, we can succeed. 2, power does exist. We need to believe that something bigger than ourselves can do what we can't. This is a spiritual program, not a religious program. If you think that hugging a tree keeps you from overeating or gets you to the food, keeps you from getting to the food, then that is your higher power. For me, my higher power were the meetings, my sponsor, and in the end, God. 3, I will rely on my higher power, not on myself. We can't control everything by ourselves. So many things are out of our hands, and so is the food. 4, I cause most of my problems. This may sound a little insulting, but this step is important to make sure you don't make the same mistakes you made in the past. 5, I falsely claim power and try. Here you can find relief in admitting your wrongs to your sponsor. 6, I will stop claiming and trying. Ready yourself for change. You have to allow yourself to change. 7, power, please guide me. Seek God or your higher power's help. Again, you can't do it alone. Seeking help from your higher power is the key. 8, I will stop controlling others and become willing to make amends. We've wronged people with our disease. We have to be honest about this and be willing to make amends to them. Keep in mind, not in case this would injure them or others. 9, I will show more forgiveness and make direct amends. Here you step away from being selfish and only think about what making amends would do to you. You let the other one speak and make sure that they can say what you can do better in the future. 10, I will do more and good and less bad things. I make a daily inventory with my AA sponsor. The questions are simple. Did I do good to others? Have I lied today? And what wrongs did I do today? And what did I do to amend them? Those are only 3 questions, but they keep me grounded. 11, I pray to be under God's will. Here we meditate and pray. I'm not good in meditation as I have ADD, but I pray every day. I pray to God and I pray that he keep me abstinent. 12, I will confess and share this and thus pay it forward. Service is the key here. You step out of your cocoon and do good to others. This can be by hosting, co-hosting a meeting, sharing on a meeting, timekeeping on a meeting, telling your story. There are a lot of ways you can do service. I like to end with a message of hope. By working the 12 steps and keeping a food plan, it is possible to lose the extensive weight in combination with weight loss surgery. I am happy I did it and I don't regret it at all. So far, I lost 42 pounds since my highest weight and 29 pounds since right before the operation. As said, it took me some time to get to the right food plan and that's why I didn't lose weight for a month at the start. But now I'm on the right track. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, ask them after the meeting or in the chat. I especially want to thank those who came to this meeting to support me as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Huma. Thank you so much. I'm just going to stop recording. Which one stopped? There we go.